I have a thought this morning tied to the Christmas season. This time of year is often a time where there's a tradition of gift giving. Is it not? And I'm going to show my age here a bit for some of you younger folks that probably don't remember when the JCPenney's and the Sears catalog would send out their Christmas edition. But when I was a little boy, when that catalog hit the house, that was a good time. I got to go through there, look at all the wonderful toys, start building that wish list together, get that over to mom and dad, and then sit back waiting for expectations of what might come on Christmas Day. Well, we're not going to be talking about the literal gifts that Christ brought, but I would like to start in Psalm 68. Psalm 68, verse 18. Thou hast ascended on high, thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. This time of year is a time of gifts. Brother Michael mentioned in his salutations to us this morning the gift of salvation. And we read, I'm not going to turn to it, but in Romans chapter 5, verse 15 and 16, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it were by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. And so we did receive, through the birth of Christ, the gift of salvation. But I would like for us to look a little further down into the gifts. Because it said there in Psalm 68 that he was given gifts for men. And it was plural. So I'd like to go to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7 and in verse 7. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? I would like for us to think about this here. God gives good gifts, doesn't he? Have you asked him for one? The start of this section of scriptures talked about ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. I would like to ask us today, the spiritual gifts. Have you asked? I know as a child I mentioned the toy catalogs. You know, if you were to ask my parents probably what had I done throughout the year to deserve one of those toys out of that catalog, there were years they would probably say nothing at all. But there was an expectation that if I asked, I would get something. You know, it's the spiritual gifts. Those are the gifts God wanted to bring to us. And they're the gifts he wants us to look at and say, you know, I would like that. I would like a gift. I would like something to do. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and let's look at verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. What I would like for us to look at here is the list of the gifts. When you heard that, did any of those gifts spark a thought in your mind? The gift of faith, would anybody like that one? The gift of healings. What about the gift of wisdom? The gift of knowledge. These are gifts that are out there for our asking. They are some of the gifts that he brought when he came down. Discerning of spirits. Who wouldn't like to be able to help to discern the spirits of the world and to be able to guide and direct people away from the evil spirits into the ones that are from God? Prophecy. Diverse tongues. I know we just got back from Kenya. It sure would have been nice to be able to speak a little more in their languages. It would have helped the understanding. But do you know there's people that have that gift? But I would ask us, what gifts have we asked for today? When we open up the Bible and we look at the catalog of gifts, so to speak, do we desire them? Are we willing to go to the Father and say, Father, you know, your son, his Christmas time, he came. He said he was bringing gifts, and here's a list of them. What gift are you desiring? I'd like to look at John chapter 4. John chapter 4 and verse 10. This is Jesus speaking to the woman by the well. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. What I want us to consider here, Jesus was mentioning to this woman, you didn't quite know who you were talking to. And you have an opportunity here to get a gift. But because you didn't quite know what you were doing, you didn't take opportunity of it the way you probably should have. God is asking us today. He's got gifts for us. Are you asking him for one? Or are you going to not be aware, not be fully cognizant of what's going on, and let your opportunity to get a gift go by? Have you considered that? How many of us wouldn't like to have living water, something we could drink from and never thirst again? Going to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 again. This time down to verse 27. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversity of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healings? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show you I unto you a more excellent way. I would ask us today, are we coveting the gifts? Or do we look around and wonder who besides me has them? Do we wonder, why isn't there healings in the church? Why aren't there miracles in the church? I would ask the question, let us look at ourselves and ask, have we asked for those gifts? Have we sought after them? Or do we expect somebody else to do that? Do we look for that burden to be on someone else? Because if everybody expects someone else to do it, there's an old saying that the guy named no one or nobody will be the one that does it. And I would challenge us, what gifts are we seeking after? Are we seeking after those gifts that we long to see? I've heard many people talk about the different things that, well, you know, why don't we have the healings that they talk of old? Why don't we have the miracles? Have we sought for that gift among the church? Or do we instead stand back and we let others seek for that and we hope to see the output of their gift? But it also said there, and yet show you I unto you a more excellent way. So I'd like to flip on over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and read the verses 1 through 7 there. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gifts of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. What we have here in this first part of chapter 13 is the way that the gifts should be looked at. As a young man, when I looked at that Sears catalog and looked at those gifts, was I thinking about how I could share those with my little brother? If anybody says yes, you don't know me very well when I was that young. That was probably the furthest thing from my mind. But here it says, when we look at the gifts from heaven, the gifts that Christ brought to us, the ones that He sent through the Holy Spirit to us, how are we to look at those gifts? Are they so we can be lifted up? So we can be puffed up? No. If you seek the gift of miracles, you better seek it for the benefit of the body of Christ, for the love of those around you. You want to see healings? Keep it in perspective. It is not about you. It is about the power and the miracles of God, His abilities. This is what is being talked about here when I show you a more excellent way, is desire the gifts. Desire them. That is something we should do. But understand how they're to be used. They're not necessarily for us to hold to ourselves, to use for our own benefit. 1 Corinthians 14 and 12. Even so, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel to the edifying of the church. I wanted to call this verse out because sometimes it's easy to sometimes get our gifts confused. And I'm going to speak for myself, but I have a feeling Chad feels similarly. Neither one of us was in a hurry to stand up today. Why do you think that might have been? My concern is I don't want to stand up here and speak out of turn. I don't want to get up and say anything that's untimely, out of place, or out of order. It will detract from the service. It'll detract from God. I would rather wait and move at the right time. Because then I know that even if I do later on, and I don't know if I will or not, but if the Lord does come to me later and says, you should have moved quicker, I would rather be disciplined for moving a little slower but carefully than to be disciplined for offending people and discouraging our brothers. There is the verse that talks about woe to those who through offenses. Why? Because if you offend one, it would be better if a millstone were tied around your neck and you were cast in the sea and drowned. So I would like for us to consider when we ask for gifts, and I'm encouraging you all to ask for them. Look around the church and say, what gifts are missing? What gifts are missing in our congregation? We do have gifts of helps in some areas, but do we have enough? Do we need more of that? But keep in mind that when you get that gift, it is not to be just hoarded by yourself. It's to be done to the edifying of the church. Looking on in Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. And then dropping on down to verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto the perfect man, unto the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of man and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Here we see how he is talking about those gifts. That's what he started off with, talking about all the gifts that were going to be given. And how they're different. But they all need to come together. So once again, I ask you all, what gifts are you seeking? How do you want to see those used in the body? Do you have a gift? Maybe you've been given a gift, and dare I say, you're keeping it quiet. It's in your closet. It's in your bedroom. You look at it occasionally and you marvel at how sparkly and beautiful it is. You need to share it with the church, folks. You need to take the gift that God's got for you and be willing to accept it, open it, and share it. 1 Peter 4. First Peter 4, chapter 4, verse 10. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. We see here, we're not to let those gifts lie fallow. If you've been given a gift, you've also been given a responsibility. If you've been given the gift of speaking or teaching, exercise it. If you've been given the gifts of help, exercise it. The gift of prophecy, exercise it. If you feel like you've been given the gift of miracles, I sure would love to see that one exercised too. That's the type of things that we're looking for. These gifts, in one of the verses, let me see if I can find it real quick. Romans 11 and 29. It says, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Now that verse does not mean that we should be ashamed of the gifts of God. But what it means is God put these gifts out there and he's not taking them back. A lot of times you will hear in our world today that, well, the time of the gifts of healing is past. The time of the gift of miracles is past. I find that a little amusing and a little disingenuous on the folks in the world that say that. Because when they were given the commission, the Great Commission, which everybody in the world talks about, if you read that Great Commission, there was more than just go out and preach. It was go out and preach and heal and do these miracles. It was all part of that Great Commission. But I would challenge us. Have we asked for the gifts? And if we've asked for them, are we willing to put them to work? Y'all pray for me.